I get nervous around some people and the way they talk about hearing God or seeing Him at work. Sometimes I freely admit that I want to recommend a good therapist, especially when I hear people say things like, "The Lord spoke to me in my kitchen at 2:15 this morning," or "God found me a parking space today." I consider these folks bumper sticker Christians. They're often scary folks, almost spooky. Miracles are everyday occurrences to them. They see sky riding in the clouds and they hear voices in the night. Hear me well. That's not the kind of voice I'm talking about. God gave you a mind. God gave you reason. God gave you a unique sensitivity. It's built into your spiritual system, and each person's system is tuned differently. God wants to reveal His will to you and to teach you while you are waiting. So while you are waiting, don't start searching for spooky stuff. We walk by faith, not by sight. Get into His Word. Get on your knees. Accept counsel from those who are maturing and balanced believers, solidly biblical in their theology and in their own life. And wait. Wait. Don't try to read the stars, and while you're at it, stay away from people who tell you they can. The answers are not on your palms or in some astrology column or in a flash of a crystal. However, there are tangible things to connect with, passages of scripture that bring comfort and insight, messages that enlighten and enliven, certain people you respect. Tap into those, wait, and listen with a sensitive ear. Like Esther, don't rush into big decisions. And may I be painfully direct? Don't talk so much. Believers who are maturing not only respect God's silence, they model it as well. Second, the workings of God are not related to our clocks. They are related to our crises. That's why God doesn't care if this is the last day you can buy that car on sale. It doesn't bother God that it is the first day of summer, or high noon, or a quarter after 7, or 10 minutes to 1 in the morning. His timing is unrelated to planet Earth's clock time. So while waiting, look beyond the present. The best way to do that is to pray. Make your life a life of prayer. Tell Him, in anguish if necessary, the horror of the waiting. Express your panic. Tell Him you're trapped. Ask Him to hurry up if that helps. He can handle it. You don't know how you can stay afloat much longer. In those moments, ask Him to help you see beyond the pain of the present. Prayer supports me when I can't quite grasp the meaning of something I'm struggling with, like when I'm dealing with big decisions or working with difficult people. Prayer gives me a calming perspective. Third, the surprises in store are not merely ironic or coincidental. They are sovereignly designed. While anticipating, trust Him for justice. You may not live to see that justice, but it will come. He is a just God. You know He is. So trust Him for it. I have found, while in the fog, that my great temptation is either to doubt or to deny. Maybe they're the same thing. To doubt or to deny that He is even at work. But more often than not, when something looks like it's the absolute end, it is really the beginning. I can see this later when I look back. Think of the cross. The Roman officials applauded. The Jewish officials rejoiced. Finally, we got rid of that troublemaker. We're glad that's over. Yet 3 days later, He was alive again. What seemed like an ending was only a beginning. Esther, our heroine, is a lovely model to follow, and her story is certainly one to remember. But the best focus of all? God Himself. How perfectly He works. How sovereignly He controls. And how remarkably He changes the face of things once He moves in. A queen who was once passive is suddenly in charge. A king who was once duped is now informed. An enemy who was only moments away from exterminating a nation is now an object of scorn. And even those ghastly gallows, once built for a Jew named Mordecai, will soon pierce the body of a Gentile named Haman. When will we ever learn? at the precise moment when it will have its greatest impact, God ceases his silence and sovereignly makes his moves. And when he does, it's full of surprises.